Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for February 25th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation and a clinical article published by JNS Spine today. Treatment of cervical stenotic myelopathy, a cost and outcome comparison of laminoplasty versus laminectomy and lateral mass fusion. A clinical article by Jason Highsmith and colleagues. Cervical stenosis with myelopathy is often treated with either laminoplasty or laminectomy with lateral mass fusion. Both of these operations effectively treat cervical stenosis, but few studies have compared these two treatments. The goal of this study was to compare outcomes, radiographic results, complications, and implant costs associated with these two treatments. The authors analyzed the records of 56 patients who were surgically treated for cervical stenosis. Of this group, 30 underwent laminoplasty and 26 underwent laminectomy with fusion. The authors found that laminoplasty is associated with a lower implant cost than laminectomy with fusion. However, there was no significant change in the neck pain scores of patients treated with laminoplasty. Patients who underwent fusion typically had higher preoperative neck pain scores, but their neck pain improved significantly after surgery. The authors report that cervical fusion significantly reduces neck pain in patients with stenotic myelopathy, but that the cost of the implant and rate of reoperation are greater than in laminoplasty. Study of the cervical plexus innervation of the trapezius muscle, a laboratory investigation by R. Shane Tubbs and co-authors. There is conflicting clinical and cadaveric evidence regarding the potential motor innervation of the trapezius muscle by cervical nerves. It has long been held that this muscle is unusual in that its sensory pathways travel via the third and fourth cervical nerves, whereas its efferent pathways are entirely supplied by the spinal accessory nerve. In order to further elucidate this anatomy, the authors dissected 15 human cadavers, and in cases in which a cervical nerve innervation was identified, the specimen underwent immunohistochemistry. Three sides were found to have fibers derived from C2 to C4. These fibers were classified as a type 1 innervation. Two sides had fibers derived from C2 to C3, classified as a type 2 innervation. 25 sides had fibers derived from C3 to C4, and these fibers were classified as a type 3 innervation. Immunohistochemical analysis of fibers from each of these types confirmed the presence of motor axons. Based on the author's study, cervical nerves innervate the trapezius muscle with motor fibers and should be preserved if at all possible during surgery of the cervical region. These findings support surgical and clinical experiences in which partial or complete trapezius function is maintained after injury to the spinal accessory nerve. The degree to which these nerves innervate this muscle, however, necessitates further study. Thank you for listening to the inaugural JNS Spine podcast. To listen to all of the podcasts published by the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit us at www.thejns.org.